a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Currently, we are joined by Josephine Stewart-Tefu. We're going to be talking about Josephine's new movie, We Were Dangerous, which is the opener of the IFF, International Film Festival. Morena, Josephine, how are we doing this morning?
Morena, very good, thank you. We just opened Auckland last night at the Mighty Civic Theatre. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been there, it's a 2,000 seater, so I'm feeling a bit like...
Whoa!
It was a vibe. But yeah. It was awesome.
Huge accomplishment. Kapai.
Thank you. Yep. We're stoked.
Yeah, this film must have been a few years in the works, I'm sure. And is it the opener to all the film festival screenings around the country?
Yes, it is. Every city except Christchurch, which is weird because we shot the film in Christchurch.
Yeah.
But it's a really amazing film made by another New Zealand filmmaker, who also made a film in Christchurch, and it's about Christchurch, so it feels right that film should open.
Bookworm?
No. Oh my god, my brain, I'm like, come on, Jose, you can do it, you can think of it. It's about the punk bands.
Oh.
About the punk music scene in Christchurch. Yeah, it looks really, really good. But they're opening Christchurch, but we are still playing down there, which is awesome.
Awesome, awesome. I see that you're playing down here first night, I think next Wednesday, the 14th. Yeah. At the Regent, which is awesome.
Yes.
Now I want to get into the film. The film is titled We Were Dangerous. Are we still dangerous? Is there any danger lingering there? Or is it all gone?
Yeah, I reckon we're always going to be dangerous.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's a story about a group of young teens who, rebel against the system and they win.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a very, very inspiring, uplifting movie. It is your feature film debut. You've previously done short films before, winning 2 New Zealand International Film Festival awards for a previous short you did called When We Were Kids in 2021. What challenges did you anticipate working on a feature would come with, and how did those imagined challenges juxtapose with the real challenges you faced when actually making the film We Were Dangerous?
Yes. So funny when you, like, making films is a bit of a dream job. You know, I'm aware of how privileged I am and how lucky I am to get to do this and call it my job. But the reality of making it was, like, simultaneously 1,000 times harder than I ever imagined physically and mentally on my body, but also 1,000 times more rewarding than I ever imagined it would be. I was just in my happy place. We were so lucky. We got to shoot most of the film around the Banks Peninsula, which is incredibly beautiful, as you know, in the South Island. Mm-hmm. The landscapes are just insane. Mm. But we did shoot in the middle of winter, so the film looks really sunny and beautiful, but it was fucking freezing. Am I allowed to swear?
Perfectly not, but that's okay. We'll let one slide by.
It was freezing. We had the winds, obviously, as you know, the winter winds coming up off the Antarctic and whipping around the sea around the corner. So yeah, it was challenging but so rewarding. There's nothing like going to set every day before the sun rises and you're in the most beautiful spot in the country and drink a hot coffee and you think this is the office today, and it's amazing.
Pretty magical. I do want to touch on the weather you mentioned there, because the film takes place on the island of Ōtamahua, aka Quail Island, which is kind of southwest of Littleton. How long were you shooting out there, and how cold did it get?
If you see the film, which I really recommend you do, if not at the festival, then at the cinema, because it comes out to all cinemas on August 22nd. But when you see the film, the film finishes with this amazing scene and moment. It looks sunny because it is. It looks really warm. It's just the most beautiful, gorgeous moment.
Mm.
But it snowed that morning.
Oh, mate.
So that kind of gives you an example of the temperatures that we were dealing with. In terms of Ōtamahua Island, Quail Island, we only shot there 3 days. We were really lucky that Doc allowed us to use the island and use the really old barracks that are still standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time, we sort of cheated the island using different parts of the Banks Peninsula.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to touch on the story because it focuses on three independent and powerful young women who are rebelling against kind of a colonial patriarchal institution for delinquent girls. I think it's ironic in a way that this release coincides with the release of the Royal Inquiry into Abuse in State and Faith-Based Care, which recently realized the horrifying extent of abuse those in care faced for decades. And although the film setting of a home for delinquent girls on a remote island is fictional, it does sound very believable with the new information coming out. What do you think would be the closest real comparison to the institution that was portrayed in the film?
It's hard to say because I never, personally, I haven't experienced what that is like to be raised in state care or go through that system, that horrific system. But we did have advisors come and talk to us who had been through the system and people who had been in girls' school, girls' homes and boys' homes to talk to us about their experiences. And what they said that we got really right was the friendship and the camaraderie. They said it's very rarely ever talked about, the sort of the relationships that were formed amongst the youth that were put in these situations. And, you know, they told some great stories. There's this really amazing woman called Leonie McIndoe, who is a Lake Alice survivor. And she loved our approach to the film, the celebration of friendship. And she told us some great stories. One of them was that they used to incinerate their menstrual products and the teenage girls would burn them. That's what they did. That's how they disposed of these products. Mm-hmm. And they would stand around the incinerator and light their cigarettes off it.
Oh, that's so badass.
And there's something about that image. Awesome. I just love it. It just feels like so rebellious. A little bit of taking the power back, you know, given that they were stripped of all their power. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of those who do that, the matron in this film is played by Rima Te Wiata, who people may know for playing Bella in Hunt for the Wilder People, and I know her also from Miriam in Housebound, which I think is a very underrated horror comedy movie. I've only seen her play very motherly, loving and positive roles, but in this she plays quite a stern matron of this remote island institution for delinquent girls. Is this the first time that she's played quite an unlikable and cruel antagonist on screen? And what about Wiata made you think that she'd be perfect for the role?
So I know Rima through the theatre world. I've seen a lot of her theatre work. I have seen Housebound. I love it. I totally agree with you. It's underrated. Go and watch it if you haven't seen it. It's very funny.
Hilarious.
So I had seen that, but I also knew she was capable of great depth and huge dramatic qualities because I'd seen her on stage. But she's also inherently very, very funny. So she's amazing as the matron because she is still funny. She still brings this beautiful comedy that Rima does so wonderfully. But this character is so grounded as well. She feels very real and very believable. And even though she's sort of the antagonist, so to speak, she's actually quite likeable, surprisingly. And you do end up feeling a lot of compassion for her because you understand why she behaves the way she does. You come to learn through the film why she is the way she is.
So that's kind of a banality of evil sort of deal going on there.
Yeah, it's sort of like she's a victim of the system herself, actually, but she's completely unaware of that. She's just gone so deep into the rabbit hole, she's not coming out.
Yeah, and if you're doing bad things in the name of something good, it's obvious that's your moral framework, and that's why people who have that such strong conviction when they're committing such horrible things.
Yeah, well, she really thinks she's doing the best thing for these girls. She really believes it.
That's quite a tragic thing to capture, eh?
Yeah.
I've also got some really fresh new talent here with Manaya Hall playing Daisy. Although I saw this in the press release that her initial audition was a funny joke. she landed the part. she's also 12 years old at the time of shooting, which is pretty remarkable. How many people had auditioned for that part, and what about her made her stand out and made you believe that she'd be excellent despite having never acted before?
We auditioned all around the country for that role, up and down New Zealand. I think there were a couple of hundred.
Wow.
That submitted tapes, yeah.
Far out.
And she was just so funny and charming and just herself in her auditions. We didn't realize this, but we asked her, we got her to audition for us a couple of times, and then we asked her to come to Auckland. So she's from Wairoa, the east coast of the North Island. Mm-hmm. She lives in a very small community, beach town, beautiful down there. We invited her to come to Auckland because we wanted to meet her in real life, and we wanted her to do another audition with me in person.
Mm-hmm.
And she told her parents, so she hadn't told her parents that she was auditioning for this film in the lead up to coming to Auckland. So she had to, you know, go to them and say, hey, I've been auditioning for a film, they want me to come to Auckland, which luckily her parents didn't find that. They talked to us, they realized we were real people, not, you know, creeps. And she was amazing. She just walked in the room and she just was this character. It's hard to describe. Sometimes you just know.
Mm.
You can feel it in your soul, so to speak, or deep inside you. Mm-hmm. It's more of a feeling than an intellectual concept.
I don't know if you've heard, but the kids are calling that kind of emotion, they call it aura. Yeah, if you've got a very strong aura, that's kind of an indomitable force that you've got within you. Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She had the aura.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Josephine. It was lovely, lovely chatting with you. Yeah. Thank you very much again. That was Josephine Stewart-Tefue talking about her new movie, When We Were Dangerous, which you can catch at the International Film Festival all over the nation, specifically in Dunedin. You can go and watch it next Wednesday at the Regent Theatre at 7 p.m. Go to nziff.co.nz and find some tickets. Go down and see it. I know I will.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.